Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Ditch the gas station energy drinks and overpriced coffee. CardoMax Energy Intensifier will give you the clean, great-tasting boost your day needs. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax Energy Intensifier is packed with B3, B6, B12 vitamins, caffeine, BCAAs that'll keep you dialed in through your day. Use the promo code Nooners to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com. Helping you achieve your max, Jesse. Come on, dude. Come on. Giorgio walked in today and gave you a gift. He presented it like a garçon.
Right.
It was how many days old Topo Chico is that, 6 or 7?
Oh, yeah. You aged it?
Yeah, it was aged.
It was a prime in a 1964 refrigerator for a week.
Ah, look at
36 and a half degrees.
Yeah,
with a 42% humidity.
Jesse, drink that on air. There we go. Let's cut to her single. There we go. Let's give that a nice. There it is. Look at that. Oh, how does that taste? Mm. Earthy tones.
Hear that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Very bubbly.
Yeah.
Very spicy, as my kids would say.
You rich. Speaking of our children, man, one hit the dark side last night.
What?
I thought I should tell you this. After baseball practice, you know,
Yeah.
As I was coaching young men to be champions, he asked on the way home if we could stop by a gas station to get Fanta.
I know.
And that's a slippery slope because, let's face it, Grape Fanta is the greatest soft drink ever created in the history of man.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Are you kidding?
No.
All right, let's go around the horn here real quick. Greatest soft drink of all time. I stand with my son.
The first one Grape I Fanta. Had was root beer. Like, in what he's going through is he's never had soda before.
Right.
And he's never liked it, and I've been like, sweet.
Yeah.
Loving that, right? Every time he asks for it, I go, nope, it's spicy, yeah, right? Yeah. Which is what the bubbles are, spicy.
Yeah.
So he finally, with the nanny,
I don't know who gave it to him, yeah.
The nanny, finally they tried Orange Fanta.
Oof. He asked for grape last night, and that's the gateway.
He got the taste.
That's the gateway. What's let's go around the horn here. Delco, Bob, what are your go-to drinks here? So if you had one soft drink to pound forever, what is it?
Well, I guess Dan doesn't want to pick up the microphone, so I'll start. As a child, it was Cheerwine. Like, that was definitely the go-to growing up in, like, rural North Carolina.
Cheerwine?
Yeah, I know Cheerwine, yeah.
You're a fucking terrorist. Who's next?
It is the best
No.
On to the next one.
No, I'll let him explain. Cheerwine, so this is a big North Carolina thing. I understand. Everybody in North Carolina says Cheerwine.
All right, Cheerwine,
and then as an adult, there is a black cherry Fresca that is fire. But, yeah.
Okay.
Fresca, huh?
How about a Fresca?
Right.
Bob, what do you got?
As, like, a kid. Like call it like middle school, whatever. Favorite was Mountain Dew for sure.
All right. Ooh, that's acceptable.
Right,
I'll accept
right.
that.
Regular Mountain Dew. The other ones were dog shit.
Not a Baja Blast.
He was a little bit of a Kyle.
I'm going to be honest with you. I like the Code Red and I like the Baja Blast.
It's too
as
much.
Well.
Live
it's not
wire.
Too much.
Live wire.
No, my favorite, got to go with the classic Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper is classic.
Way
too?
To go, Forrest Gump. Way to go. You just gumped us, dude.
Mine's root beer.
Ugh, gross. Grow up.
It was the first one that I tried. So I'm thinking about when he tried, you know, his favorite probably is going to be Fanta, right? Because it was the first one he got the little taste.
No,
for.
I've had all of them. I've had all of the things, right? Grape Fanta is still number one with a bullet. If I could sit on my front porch and just drink a 2-liter every day, I would. But we can't do that because we're grown-ups. And we would all die. Okay?
Yeah, I think, Dr. Pepper and root beer are like the contrarian, the outlier. They taste very weird.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like them.
Is Dr. Pepper, is that a Jill Biden sitch or is that a real doctor?
Oh, Dr. Pepper. I think there is actually a story behind that, but.
Of the doctor?
I don't know. It's some old.
It has
what?
23 ingredients that you can all taste.
Yeah. You can taste all of them.
Yeah.
I'm okay with pretty much all the choices up there, except for root beer. I mean, God damn it, grow up, be an adult.
I don't drink fucking soda anymore. Yeah. I'm saying as a kid.
I know, but even that's like the worst one. It's just like root beer. Not even a.
I'm sorry.
Like
so
an A&W.
My preference.
Yeah. As a
my
child.
Opinion.
Yep.
And my preference. Is wrong.
You're getting shamed is what this is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're getting soda shamed.
Okay.
We have to put a name on everything these days, so let's go with soda. I just soda shamed you.
Yeah.
Don't shame my soda. Don't shame my soda. It's just you now on Instagram nude holding 2 liters over your all your parts and just like, don't shame my soda. This is my body, my soda.
I have a shirt that just says charity walk. And I'm just walking. I saw that on this like fucking one of those medication commercials, right? Where it's like all nondescript people living their lives. Yeah. And this guy in the commercial he has a group of people and they're all wearing red shirts that say charity walk.
Yeah, it's nice.
Gosh.
The origin of the name Dr. Pepper is
Please.
Unclear. However, it was invented by a pharmacist because back then, for whatever reason,
right.
you got your drugs and soda in the same.
Exactly okay. right. Remember the pharmacy, right?
You had a little soda. Like in, what's the fucking movie? Jimmy Stewart. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yes.
He works in the soda fountain / drugstore, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, would you like a little flavor in your Coca-Cola? Put some cherry or vanilla in it.
Yeah.
I can't do a Jimmy Stewart impression. else I would have.
Hold on a minute.
There we go. I just wanted Dr. Pepper. You're going to poison the children.
Spot on.
There we go, dude. Voices. Way to start the day. The Jay Stewart impression. Never knew you had it in him. Congratulations, Bob.
Theater kid, man.
Yeah, dude.
They'll surprise you.
That was probably his dude growing up.
Don't sleep on the theater kids.
Yeah.
Right?
We're not talking about theater today, James. We're talking about Ryan Laundry. Laundry?
I think we're going with Laundry.
Laundry. Somebody's saying go to the Dr. Pepper Museum. It's right by you guys. Julia Mongolia.
Julia? Oh. Julia?
That's
the fucking stupidest idea I've ever heard.
No, Julia. No. Well, next time you're in town, we'll all take a fucking group trip together, Julia, down there and learn about the doctor.
You obviously don't know me at all if you're asking me to go to a museum of any type.
Of any kind whatsoever. Brian Laundry spotted in OBX last night. So he was partying, Jesse. He's now shifted out of the swamps of Florida and apparently out of the Appalachian Trail. And he's in OBX. He's in the Outer Banks now, partying his ass off.
How did he get there?
No idea, Jesse. None of this is real, by the way.
He walked through.
Yeah, just walked.
The mountains?
Do you know how far the Appalachian Trail is to OBX? It's probably about a 20-hour walk.
Gosh.
Maybe 40. How many miles an hour would you have to go for something like that? That's not true. I just lied to you. That's probably a fucking 3-day walk.
Everyone wants in on the action.
Yes.
Everyone's calling in and saying that they saw him.
A little sniff.
Which is exactly what the case is.
Yeah. And I love it. I love all of it.
I know. You're basic.
Well, I'm not basic. Because we all know Dog is going to catch him. Okay? Mm. Now, Dog has been in the swamps. He has moved his search out of the swamps now. So he's headed up to the Appalachian Trail. So that's where he's at now. But interesting. Fun fact this morning was the dad has agreed to help authorities here. We got a shot of the dad helping out authorities.
Well,
he left the
they
house this
asked
morning.
Him
yeah.
To
point out his and favorite he... hidey holes in the,
and I'm
the
sure
thing.
He's
there
going.
It is.
I'm
he's
sure
on the
he's
gator.
Going to.
Hopped in that gator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at that.
I'm sure he's going to be super truthful. He's going to show all the places that he could be.
Look at that. Chris Laundry.
What's he even
gazing
doing?
Into the woods.
It's like, oh, yeah, that Brian liked that tree. Mm-hmm. Maybe look behind that.
Yeah.
See that hole right there to the left? Yeah, he used to just play in that hole for hours. He loved it.
Honestly, though, that would be the best place for him to be hiding. Is like right next to his house.
In plain sight.
In like those trees, whatever. But
yeah.
100%. People are looking all over the place, and there he is.
Yeah.
The attic of his house or something. I don't know.
I hope that's true. Like, it would be fucking awesome. Like, he was just chilling out the whole time.
Well, I mean, I sort of think that when people find bodies, like, of people that they killed, and they're like, they searched all over, and it was, like, literally right in the backyard, right?
Yeah,
buried, like, one street over or something like that. Yeah.
It happened last night. Exciting game last night, Bob. Dodgers versus the Cardinals. Walk-off home run. Great game. Love to see it. Now it's Dodgers versus Giants. It's going to be a fucking murderous series. The reason why I bring it up, Jabes, is, Bob, can you pull up the guy who's sitting behind home plate last night? I think it was a career...
Ruffo or something?
A fugitive who's been on the loose, but he could not give up his home plate seats. And I get it. I get it. You want to pop in?
Could you imagine? That's not fucking him, dude.
Pop it up, Bob. Pop up this picture. I understand. So, look, somebody offers you playoff tickets behind home plate. Those tickets, you know, owning a ticket company myself, those are probably...
This was not
last night. There we go. Right.
This was not from last night's game, just to be clear.
Oh, yeah. It was not. I apologize. No. I'm sorry about that.
This is a 2016 Dodgers game attendee.
No shit.
But they found him through his seats on television.
Weird, man. I saw this story this morning, and obviously I was watching the game till late last night. I just assumed, oh, hey, he was at the playoff game because Let's face it. That's worth risking your life for if you're a huge fan, where you're just like, all right, great. Am I going to go to jail for this walk-off playoff homer? Yes, worth it. Yeah. Now, just a random pop-up, that one. Who is it, the Red Sox?
Yeah, they're playing the Red Sox.
Regular season game.
Yeah.
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 Not
so
worth it.
You didn't read the story.
Not worth it whatsoever.
You literally saw the picture and then shut the computer down.
Correct. And this is what America is, right? Mm. Once it's up there, congratulations, it's out in the world and we make up our own fucking stories, right? So with this, I assumed, because I was watching the game, unbelievably exciting game. What are the chances that the story would break the same time as the fucking most interesting game? Like, that's a regular season game. You don't, if you're a criminal, you don't give up your life for that game. Okay, that's
right.
A bullshit game. Yes, it's fun. It's inter-series. It's the Red Sox. Maybe if it was at Fenway, not at Dodger Stadium, but here we are.
Yeah. So I think what they were doing is like he was caught with, you know, Dodger cam, essentially.
Yeah.
And not the first time. Did you see the long shot, that documentary?
Oh, yeah, with Larry David for Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah.
Where that guy was exonerated because they had footage of him at the Dodgers game at the exact time, whatever, whatever. So I think, I mean, I don't know why they put that out right now, but I guess because they finally got him or whatever, but.
Good SEO.
People are already
talking about the Dodgers.
Exactly.
Yes. And look, it's
perfect. And
then
people like Ross will just be like, oh, what's the game? And just close the computer.
100%. Because I'm a dude watching the game last night. It was unbelievably exciting. Playoff baseball is back. It was a walk-off homer, and it was like, all right, great. What are the chances? Where you're like, oh, sweet. You're posting a picture from the Dodgers from fucking 5 years ago? What are you doing here?
Right.
Yeah. It's just to get more awareness. Congratulations, FBI. You did it. You're getting awareness out now. I'm talking about it.
They're also battling the identity of the Zodiac Killer now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what's that? Because that was the next thing I was going to ask you about here. First of all, is this that dude? Yes or no?
Is this the guy the marshals are looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it fucking seems like it. Also, why wouldn't he feel comfortable doing this? Because he's been on the run since 98, so he probably feels pretty cocky at this point.
I prefer the term on the lam. Okay? Just on the lam.
Why would he say?
On the run. I really like on the lam because I like to picture the killer riding a lamb.
Oh, okay.
And that's just something that's a personal preference, obviously.
I like the
I'm not
term
chiding you or
bolo.
Shaming you.
Put
are they
a bolo
using
out.
That lamb to get out of Dodge, Ross?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll find out. I don't know what that reference is. Was it Ram to Dodge or was that Lamb to Dodge? As if I like where it was headed.
I wasn't going there, but I like where you're going right now.
Sure. Is this the fucking guy? It probably is. What did he do?
It was like money. I don't know. I don't think it was laundering, but it was like he was convicted of swindling $350 million in an elaborate bank fraud scheme in the 1990s. So
we can cheer for this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
he didn't rape anybody.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure some people lost their shirts and houses and stuff like that, but whatevs, right?
Probably they're probably not alive. It was in the 90s, right?
Yeah, exactly. So according to the marshals, after his conviction, Ruffo was ordered to report to a federal prison in New Jersey on November 9th in 1999 to begin serving his 17 and a half year sentence, but he never showed up. And so he's been
smart
on the run, lam, bolo, ever since.
What's bolo?
Be on the lookout.
Okay, cool. I'll ride with bolo. Yeah, I think the key wording in that's paragraph that you just read is New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's bad enough going to prison. You want to go to prison in New Jersey? Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. San Diego, you'd probably be like, all right, I guess, let's go. New Jersey, though, gross. Now he's living his best life. He's got fucking box seats at the Dodgers game.
Yeah, but again, like, they believe that it was him 5 years ago.
Yeah.
What does that do for them? Do you know what I mean?
He's probably still in LA, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
Look, to be fair, though, it's they don't really give a shit about homeless or anything else that goes on there. So, like, if you were going to hide out today, if you had to pick one state to hide out in where you can just get away with pissing and shitting in the streets, doing whatever you want, and just kind of rolling around and the police aren't going to do anything, it's California.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially if you're just, like, an old dude that lives in, like, an apartment or 100%. Something, like Whitey Bulger.
Yes.
He was in Manhattan Beach.
Dude, for how long was he there? Santa Monica is where they got him.
Yeah. Just like nondescript, white dude and some lady.
Don't care. California.
Nobody's bothering you.
No, there's no policing in California anymore. They don't give a fuck. And matter of fact, if you're Brian Laundry or Loundry,
I'd go to Santa Monica right now.
So would I. And he looks like every fucking homeless dude there. Like, dude, just live your life in Venice. Just go to Venice. Go to Venice Beach right now.
And nobody's like looking those people like in the eye or looking at them for too long. So like they're not going to be like, huh, let me go up and see if that homeless guy is right.
Yeah.
So
there's so much white Democrat guilt right there, because what happened in the early 2000s, Venice was a shithole. So all those places were cheap and it was like, oh, hey, if you want to live in Venice, good luck. There's some homeless, whatever. And they built them all up. Every house is like $2.5, $3 million. They cleaned out the homeless. And then in the last 10 years, they said, well, we don't give a fuck about anything because we can't say anything now because we're judging everybody else. So now it's flooded with homeless and they're stepping over them. But to Jesse's point, they will not look them in the eye. That is a big thing where it's like they will, out of sight, out of mind. I can't vote properly if I see it.
You know where he should be? Right in the middle with a sign.
Yes.
Nobody looks at someone less. In the eye, right? Because you're like, stop. You're like, please be green. It's red. Pretend to be on the phone. Don't.
We have that here. When I go out
people have it everywhere, but I'm saying like.
But here, right outside of our office every day when I drive home.
Right.
On 35, there's this one dude, and I'm just like, motherfucker. His hair has dyed. He's got a different colored goatee. And I'm like, bro, you're not fucking homeless. Like, you're clearly dyeing your hair somewhere, and like you've got a night gig at fucking, you know, some trendy bar downtown.
Well, it changes.
About.
There's different guys, gals every day. I think they switch off.
Yeah.
I find it funny that they have
shifts.
I think they have shifts, right? Yeah. I've seen fights before where it's like, this is my fucking corner of territory, whatever. My day, whatever it may be. The last one I saw there was this bald guy. He had a rainbow shirt on.
Yeah.
He was real homeless, though. Not like I'm just panhandling and then I'm going back to my apartment. Real homeless. And on the back of his shirt, it said, love always wins.
Oh.
And I thought, did it?
Wow.
Did it?
Game's not over.
Yeah. Okay.
They got him in the first half.
Yeah. Did it win? I guess our definitions of winning are a little bit different.
Well, they're a little bit different, James, and that's going to happen in this life, you know?
Anyways, we're not talking about homeless, but anyway, that would be a great idea. I also wonder what his... I wonder this about anyone that's on the run. Like, what is your end game? Because...
Living. Like, being out of jail.
Yeah, but at what cost of that?
I don't know.
Because, is life like when you're that... You know, this Rufo guy, it's like, I get that. Nobody knows what the fuck he looks at. Nobody was talking about it. It wasn't on social media. You know what I mean?
Right.
That I understand.
Sure.
But for Brian Laundry, like, what is your...
End game
with this?
I think...
If you haven't killed yourself yet, I don't know what you want to do.
I have a theory on this one in particular, okay? I think the fact that you can, you know, because it has been reported that he could survive for... ever, and you would never catch him or whatever.
Is it Mexico? Is he like, where are you?
But here's the thing. It's the game now at this point. I think, you know, you're going to prison for the rest of your life. Now it's about the game. And I remember there was a story. There was a dude in Los Angeles who was killing a bunch of cops a few years ago. Dorner. Yeah, Dorner was his name. And
he had a manifesto. I love a good manifesto.
Jesse loves a good manifesto. Okay. So Dorner was out there and for a while, he was just fucking chilling. What was it? Big Bear or?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was Big Bear. Finally,
an abandoned cabin.
They found him in the cabin and torched the place. Mm-hmm. And he blew his brains out and shit. Not before firing off a bunch of shots. But
sure.
I think at that point, it's about the game and just out. It's like Survivor, except it never ends. You know? It's like the 30 days are up and it's just your life now. And I think he just wants to outlive, outlast, and outlove the people that are after him. And I don't know. He's young. He's got youth on his side. He might do it.
Okay.
The only problem is with youth, you don't have the wisdom necessarily. So,
yeah,
you know, that could trip him up. But as far as youth goes and like just if you hike that much, your hashtag.
Do you think he has a wig at this point?
I'd wig up.
I would have wigged up.
The good thing is,
put a wig on him, unrecognizable.
Yes, probably. And when you're that bald, That's perfect wig. It's perfect for
like
wig.
Even the sightings, they're like of just like the same exact outfit he's been wearing, right? Bald, just walking through with nothing. Yeah. Like, really?
Wig up.
Do you think he's literally just like no disguise, no nothing, just walking through the woods? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
All I know is that he can't get caught fast enough because I'm so over fucking talking.
Oh, I'm not, Jabes.
I know, you
I'm
love
not.
It. I love you.
Because like last night, what were you watching last night? Like you want to see
so
this
I was
documentary.
Watching, I was watching The Way Down.
Yeah.
Which is this documentary on HBO about this cult, I guess, but like very in plain sight Christian cult in Tennessee. That basically started with losing weight for the Lord, right?
Losing weight for Jesus.
That's kind of how it started.
Sure.
And then everything, like with any cult, you get a little bit of power and then you just like go crazy with it.
Yeah.
And then you put all kinds of restrictions, right?
Yeah.
But it was good. The ladies, like, I just, you know, it had a lot of the elements that I love in a documentary, right? Yeah. Little bit of murder, not a lot.
It was an 8-year-old boy who died. And that's what I walked in on last night. I was watching the game out in the living room, and I walked in after bringing our child back from baseball practice. Mama's already in bed watching a murder doc. And I walked in at a point where they had said, yeah, the 8-year-old boy was killed. And then the bigger woman, okay, we're not going to shame her.
So it's Gwen Shamblin, if you guys know this person, huge, weird hair, all these evangelists, whatever.
Sure.
Have these like crazy, almost cartoon like appearance, right? So Gwen Shamblin started this Way Down workshop, whatever, moved into a big church in Tennessee. Like, looks like a very normal, super rich church.
Mm-hmm.
But inside, I guess, yeah. So you start with making people lose weight. Then when you see that they do that,
it goes
you make
to sex,
them
right?
Beat. This one didn't.
Yet.
This one didn't, and this is the only cult that I've seen that there wasn't weird sex stuff.
Yeah.
It's always weird sex stuff, and usually guys and guys, right? For power, for dominance.
Yeah, for dominance.
Usually just fucking everybody.
Yeah, I understand that.
This one didn't have that. It had this weird lady that just wanted this crazy power over a whole congregation, and she got it.
Okay.
And so the kid that died was because she started telling people how to discipline their children. And it was literally like, if they're crying, doesn't matter how old they are, you spank and hit the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And leave them in a room, empty room, for days.
Yeah.
With only a Bible.
Yeah.
And
they'll be able to read it, right? Bible's an easy read. Very.
So it just, you know.
It's like Harry Potter.
It went out of control. And
the beauty of it is I walked in last night.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you watching? And you go, cult documentary. And I was like, cool.
My dream.
And I usually give it like 30,
my dream.
30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And that 30 seconds, it was a bigger gal who said, and, you know, he started to change. He said that I should lose weight, be more sexual, be more submissive, be more, and I was like, oh.
And Ross said, is this church still going on?
Yeah.
Because we will go there. Yeah.
The other part of it is I was like, who was in the wrong here? Because I'm...
The downside? Yeah.
Trying to figure out who
It was weird. It was weird because it was run by a woman.
Yeah.
But it was really about serving men.
Yeah.
So it was fucking crazy.
Is it though?
Anyways, it was.
Or should there be more of them?
It was classic that you walked in on that.
Need I remind you, James?
She made all women like lose weight, stay slim, be more feminine, have more sex with their husband. And Ross is like,
I literally just walk in for the perfect moment of this, and I go,
I like this cult. Yeah.
I was like, need I remind
so
you, James, that we've got a church on our property that we could open up right now?
No, but you understand why it went on for so long.
What's her name?
Gwen Shamblin.
Gwen Shamblin, if you're looking to expand,
no, she
and need
just
a church.
Died actually in a plane crash.
Well, so right. Someone
that
can take over.
Her husband was the pilot. So sorry. They start the documentary out with that plane crash, so it's not a spoiler alert.
Oh, that sucks. Why would you start with that? That's a great ender.
It's fucking awesome.
No,
because then you're like, when did that happen? And then they're talking about everything in the present tense, and you're like, when does she die? In the fucking, it's very Tarantino, right?
On that one, though, if it's real, I think if you build up this huge church and the police are closing in and then she fucking dies,
I definitely would have been like, what the fuck? Because it was like during the documentary that it happened.
Who can you pull up a picture of Gwen Shamblin? Oh my gosh. Is that real?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Very thin.
Well, right? she walked the talk there. Man.
Yeah.
She's a thin lady. That's it's a big girl hairstyle. Who's the Long Island medium? That's a very Long Island medium hairstyle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you have hair that thick like that on a skeleton frame, it's kind of looks like you just dropped a wig on a and on your biology class skeleton.
Well, it's a fun trick because it makes you look smaller.
Mm. A big hair looks your head looks smaller.
It makes your everything else look smaller.
Ah.
So when people have like big hair.
Yeah. Like CC DeVille from Poison. Huge hair. Huge hair. Yeah.
Sure.
Big fan. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. No, one never knows with CC DeVille.
Nah.
Pull him up from Poison, Bob. CC DeVille.
He is still alive.
He is.
He's from Poison?
Yeah, so he's the lead guitarist of Poison. One of the best ever for that time period of 88 to 92, whatever it was.
Sing me one song of Poison.
I can sing you 90 of those.
All right, how about one?
Every Rose Has Its Thorn is, obviously their
biggest. That's Brett Michaels then, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's the lead singer of the band. Okay. Yeah. You don't, I mean, come on. If you don't know Poison, there we go.
That's
is
right.
That, is that recent? Looks great if it is.
I don't Jesus think it Christ. Must not be.
Whatever, man. Look at that mascara bringing out his eyes like
Look
that.
Look at those teeth.
Beautiful. Look at those. That's someone who got the teeth right. You know, they're not too big.
You got mediums instead of the large.
Yeah, you got to get medium.
Everyone gets the large
I don't
ones.
Know why. That's something you can't order in a large, those teeth.
That's the only, they only come in large.
No, they don't. You gotta shrink it down. Tell me what the baby teeth. Tell me what the JBRs. Give me the JonBenet Ramsey's. Pop those in my thing. You know she was missing teeth and they got her fucking teeth, right, for the competitions?
Yeah, they all have that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ask for the JBRs if you go
all
in
the
to
kids,
get...
What are they called? Flippers?
Yeah, flippers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask for the JBR size because it'll look great on a nice human mouth. Okay? Especially as you get older. All right? Bill Schofield saying, when they said died in a plane crash, they actually mean the plane hit a bit of turbulence, but her frail body couldn't handle the inertia. Well played. That's probably true. She probably got jostled around. And
listen, Bill, we're the comedians here, okay? Just kidding.
I think Bill and his wife are going to that KC game in this weekend for their anniversary. They're going to Kansas City.
Ah, good for them.
The barbecue there. Joe's. I'm going Joe's.
Oklahoma Joe's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put a
thing out in
Jorgio will be there.
Yeah, Jorgio will be there. Some of the best barbecue. That's one of the best tailgates and one of the funnest environments for a football game. So we'll be there for that Sunday night game. If you're there, I believe we'll be at G26 is where we will be. Next to the big pole. Talked to Mr. Farmer last night, drinking bro, and he's graciously let us shoot there. And imbibing some cocktails, enjoy our lives. You'll get to meet Giorgio and give him a burn in. Have you ever had a burn in from Joe's?
I've had many a burnt in from Joe's.
Oh, that's right.
Old friend of mine, Andy Oker, was the general manager when it was still in the gas station.
No shit.
Another graduate of University of Missouri, the hospitality management program, and the Mizzou athletic department.
Good for him. Good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah. Do you happen to see that Ed Sheeran jacket I had to wear yesterday?
I do see it.
Yeah. Bring that over here. We'll put that on camera in case you weren't watching that other show. I lost a friendly gentleman's bet to Delco Dan.
Can our friends sit over there if they want
just
to?
About, yeah. They can sit over there for sure.
You can stay there.
You guys can pop on in.
Can sit over there.
You can go sit
whichever
in those chairs
like.
Over there. Yeah, come on in. You're not going by camera. You can walk right by here. Go ahead. I'll get some people in the studio. Boom, here it is. Here's the Ed Sheeran.
You'll only be able to see Ross, so I apologize.
I think there's a monitor over there.
Is there?
Here's the Ed Sheeran jacket. Remember we were joking about this, why the NFL decided to have an Ed Sheeran collection? Like,
they don't get it. They just don't.
So here it is. And then here's the narc element of it, where you're just like, hey, dude, what the fuck? Like, if I'm Brian Laundrie, I wear this.
What's the narc
element? It just says NFL on it.
What is it supposed to say?
Well, I mean, look, you go to a game and you show up. There's a meme with Rob Lowe at a football game and he's wearing just a generic hat that just says NFL on it. And you're like, yay, sport.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sport ball. And the NFL.
It should just say football time.
I'm the only one who owns this jacket
football
in America.
Time jacket.
Exactly. Thank you, Giorgio. The other fun fact about this is when we were... Yeah, there it is.
What a loser. He just got that on the way in, too.
Look, hello, fellow high schoolers.
Look at the back. The gaps on the side.
Oh, my God. It's he literally so good, dude. He just got that.
Was out. Handed that.
Yeah, I was like, hey, can you pull the tag off this and put it on?
Yeah, yeah.
With the Ed Sheeran collection, the hilarious part about it was, okay, first of all, everybody raged online, and they were just like, yo, dude, what the fuck, man? The NFL and Ed Sheeran, like, is there a worse combination? Might as well put RuPaul in the NFL. Like, oh, yeah, hey, great. Have fun with this, the RuPaul collection.
It'd almost be better. He's like a large man.
And he's more manly than Ed Sheeran. Yeah, so, I probably would have gone with the RuPaul sitch on that. So that's one. And they got panned, you know, whatever. Here's two, Jabes. They did this collection opening night. And when they did it, you know, they announced it, commercial, Ed Sheeran playing a fuck jam.
Sure.
We went, you know, because I lost the bet 2 days later to Delco Dan that I would have to wear that on the sports show. We went to buy it. It wasn't even available until October 3rd, which is like the fifth week of the NFL season. It was just like, all right, let's say, yay, I'm a fan of sports ball in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And I need my Ed Sheeran jacket. I'd be disappointed that I couldn't wear it the first five games of the season. Even that, we had to have it overnighted just to get here. Come on.
You guys are NFL. Stupid.
Ed All Sheeran. The Ed Sheeran
All
collection.
All of you are dumb.
Are we?
Yep.
Or are we smarter than everyone else?
You had that jacket overnighted to you.
Yeah, yeah. But it's an Ed Sheeran collection. Here's the fucked up thing. I'm actually going to keep the tags off on it. Giorgio made a comment about it, and he goes, I think in like 10 years. It's going to be like the biggest joke of all time. Yeah, there it is. So here's the whole Sheeran collection.
Oh, my Lord.
There's a hat. There's tees. And then obviously this starter jacket, which was not
cheap.
But
wait, was he playing?
This is $300
for
that jacket.
Was he playing like, why?
No one knows.
Yeah. No, was he like a halftime show or something?
No, he's not.
He was there.
He was at the game, but like, here's the thing. There's no halftime show. And the other part of this is
literally
I thought.
Literally no rhyme or reason?
No, because I thought that maybe he was doing the Super Bowl this year, and it's not. I think it's Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
It's the opposite of Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
I think the NFL was just like, what? How far can we take it? Mm-hmm. Like, what? It's just a heat check.
No, this is getting ground floor on Bitcoin. Mm. Getting the Ed Sheeran collection. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to bag this up. I'm not going to take the tags off of it. I'm going to wait 10 years. Okay? And then when you are out there, when Ed Sheeran dies in a fiery helicopter crash, like the lady from whatever, or a plane crash, Shamblin.
Gwen Shamblin.
When she Shamblin's off this earth, Sheeran. She. when Sheeran Shamblin's off this earth, then I'm going to pull that out of the old closets and put it on eBay. And who wants it?
Right.
Come get your Ed Sheeran NFL jacket from 2021, the year of Fauci.
Like, I know they were trying to bring in some kind of
homoerotic elements to the game.
I don't know, some other demographic. I don't know, but I'm just trying to figure out which
gingers.
I don't know. Like, no one likes Ed Sheeran.
I
right?
mean,
do people like him?
I don't know. He fucks. You know, I'm kidding. He's married. He's married.
He married.
And I'm
up.
Assuming he has sex with his wife. Ed Sheeran's got a lot of money.
He was on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
So he fucking conned his way into that bullshit. Hey,
I've just never heard. It's kind of like Nickelback, right?
Yes.
Like, I've never heard someone be like, no, bro.
Yeah.
I fucking love Ed Sheeran. Do you know
what
I'm saying?
You never hear this from the backseat. Hey, you got any Sheeran?
Yeah.
Are you gonna play some Sheeran or?
Give me the ox.
You gonna? Can I get that ox? I got the Sheeran playlist. No, we're good. Just put that in the back.
Yeah, so I just wonder who are maybe younger gals.
I don't know.
Maybe a young gal.
He writes songs.
He does write songs.
And I think he should have stuck with that.
Yeah.
Do you
just
know
keep giving him the Bieber.
Just what?
Just keep giving him the Bieber.
Yeah, the Bieber, Taylor Swift, like all these people that we like, just give it to them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like if Taylor Swift would have had a jacket, I could have understood it maybe.
What?
Yeah. She's kind of hot and people like her. She's got a huge...
So I would understand the demographic
Swifties?
That they're trying to
yes,
get.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go
but
for
with
the Swifties?
Sheeran, I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah.
The ginger bushes? Hey, you got any red pubes? Great. Watch the NFL. We're missing that demo.
Yeah, because I actually don't think there's a ginger here right now, but I don't even...
Is there? In the room?
You didn't feel that?
Oh, my God. I didn't feel the ginger energy. So, now I see it. Look at that. Oh, he's all red.
I just
come
don't
and pop in behind me.
I just
pop
don't think gingers really watch football, do they?
We're going to get an answer right now. We just had a fucking ginger walk in. What are the chances, dude?
What are the chances?
Sir, what's your government name? You're on camera right now.
My government name?
Yes, your full name.
Frank Alexios Lee.
Frank Alexios Lee.
No.
That's a powerful middle name.
That's
is that
not
really
true.
Your middle name?
That's not. That's a fake
it
name.
Is. That's real.
It's a fake name.
And look, he's a full ginge, so we're not See? Lying. You just walked in. Do you watch football, sir?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
You just disproved it. All right.
Do
you
want to
give your wife a shout out? What's her name?
All hail Sheeran.
What's her name?
Kaylee.
Sorry, I got headphones on. Hi, Kaylee. How are you?
Kaylee has a shirt on that says Beer Me.
I'm going to pop this.
Loving this couple,
I'm
by
gonna,
the way.
I'm going to pop off one of the cans here and ask you, does the drapes match the pubes? Does he have red bush, too?
Well, there's
slightly different shades
yeah,
to
like
his
brown,
bush? 50
red.
Shades of bush?
Right, his beard's nice and red.
Yes, his beard's nice and red.
Got, like, a slightly
less red. Sure, sure. Strawberry blonde pubes. Okay. That's kind of nice for the fall.
A ginger rainbow.
Yeah.
How nice.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. Yeah. Help yourself to any booze, by the way, in the for real. Help yourself to anything in the fridge. And you don't have to worry about walking by cameras. They're not. Yeah.
Space
so you're good
jam.
To go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A Space Jam and a beer.
We always say, hey, dude, if you're in town, pop by the studio. It's real.
I love it.
It's real. James, we got some sponsors who put this show on the air. First and foremost is ghostbed.com/ Drinking Bros. Sleep so good, it's scary. Ooh. What's up, Jabes?
What?
You look frightened by your own bed last night, your own mattress.
Oh, it was a dream.
Yeah, it was.
Yep.
Murder
I watched
docs.
That murder doc. Put yeah. the feet up to a ear.
Yeah.
Zoom, zoom, yep. Then the back up. Zoom, zoom, and I have to like get it. I change throughout the night just because I need to get it completely right.
Yeah,
the
you
exact
do.
Right level.
Oh, yeah.
To put me right into heaven.
And that's the adjustable bass she's talking about.
It is.
I know she's
as well
a woman
as the
of a
mattress.
Thousand voice effects. those were three that she just used. Yeah, that's very nice.
Yep.
Very nice. Right now, there's a spooky deal there. Nailed it. 35% off. Up there with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. That's on the bundle packages. So that's adjustable bases, mattresses, sheets, pillows, you name it. 35% off right now. Let's go. We're not leaving. We're not leaving. As always, they get a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there if you have decent credits. And you can couple all of that together and walk out of there with a new mattress set for like $35-$38 a month. But by the way, if you don't use the bundle package, it's fine. Everything is 30% off with the promo code Drinking Bros. Congratulations at checkout. Go to ghostbed.com/ Drinking Bros today. Next up, Jabes, Hello Fresh.
Hello.
Yeah.
Fresh. Yeah. I love Hello Fresh so much.
This is HelloFresh.com/Revolution14. And you're going to use the code REVOLUTION14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. What's up, Jabes?
I don't know. It's like these days, it's hard to find the, you know, the momentum. We're in between. Like, I'm done with summer, right?
Yeah.
Done with the heat. Mm. Done with the bullshit. Not quite winter, right? We're in this weird in between where it's hard to find the motivation. When the HelloFresh box comes... Mm-hmm. As you know, I love to cook, but I can't quite find the motivation to get to the store and like think of what I'm going to make and get all the ingredients and all of that. But when the HelloFresh box comes, I get like excited.
Yeah, you get pumped up.
I start dinner a little bit early sometimes,
yeah.
As you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like starting to get the ingredients ready at like 3:00.
Yep.
Because I'm just excited. It makes you feel like you're a cook. Right,
and I
like
get to come home to a nice covered tinfoil dinner of it, and that's how good it is that it lasts for like 5.
Oh yeah,
it's the best food on the planet. This one's an easy one for us. I mean, we've had this for years now at this point, and we actually reached out to them. We're like, hey, dude, do you want to come on the show? Because we literally eat your product 5 nights a week, so it'd be rad.
Yeah.
So it's easy. Look, they send you fresh ingredients in a little tiny. What's the little card they send? Here's how to make it.
Oh yeah, the recipe card. Yeah. It's not little. It's like big. You can set it on the thing. You know, I put on my apron.
Yeah.
Right. I get all my fresh organic ingredients ready, and I make just awesome shit.
Makes awesome. And here's the thing: like when you're offering up an audience 14 free meals and free shipping, you're basically saying, "All right, here's 2 weeks worth of free food. You're gonna love it so much that you're gonna want to be on it forever." And we have been for years at this point.
You were kind of mad at me because I made the bacon and cream spaghetti.
I was pissed off.
Yeah. Supreme spaghetti, which is kind of like a carbonara sort of. Ugh.
And you ate it without me, and I was just like, "Thanks, dude." So yeah, let's not do that anymore. Or else I'm going to have to use my own promo code and get HelloFresh shipped to me personally, not you, at the office when you're not around.
And you're going
to
cook it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just go to HelloFresh.com/Revolution14 and use the code Revolution14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Again, you're going to go to HelloFresh.com/Revolution14 and use the code Revolution14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh.
And don't worry,
it's America's number one meal kit.
Don't worry how they make money. That's not your problem. Okay. Yeah. Like if the business wants to lose money and give you free stuff, just let them do it.
Who cares? Who cares? But last but not least here, we got a new one on the show. We got Aura, Aura.com/Nooners. This is awesome. Because I've always wondered why you couldn't do this. If you ever watch those creepy stories on like MSNBC late at night where it's like reruns of people getting their accounts stolen and everything else online, I always think of this because they always say the same things. They're like, dude, I can't get my identity back. I'm in like $300,000 worth of debt and all these credit cards are maxed out or whatever. And I was like, is there no way to stop this? One, two, is there no like insurance for this in case something like this happens in this life?
Oh, yeah.
And there wasn't until now. So with Aura, that's what they do. And I'm going to be honest with you. When the company pitched us this, I was like, shit, dude. This makes a lot of sense because everything we do right now, Jabes, is online. All of our usernames, passwords, even money. Like, you know, fuck. My accounts are linked to everything else. I paid an invoice the other day, no lie, where they were like, hey, do you want to just pay this through your bank of Bank of America? And I was like, first of all, how'd you know that? Second of all, I gave them access to this thing to pay this invoice. And I was like, man, is this protected at all? Like, am I protected for anything at all? Like, and I wish there was something available. And then when this company reached out, I was like, oh, shit, this is what you guys do.
How is this, like, just happening? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. And I'm assuming, here's what I'm assuming. This happens to so many people that it was like, to get insurance like this or provide a service like this is, it's got to be costly and it's got to be time consuming because whoever's dealing with this on the other end is going to have to hunt and peck through whatever hacker in Idaho is living in their mom's basement and stole, you know, $80 out of your account or whatever it is, right? But if you're a grown up and you're an adult and you have a decent bank account, you've been working hard, dude, don't leave your information out there. Look, most credit cards, yes, they do a decent job of protecting your stuff, especially for fraud.
Yeah, but your
there's
credit
some
card,
that don't, dude.
But your credit card is not protecting all of your online things that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's scammer files for unemployment in your name, social media accounts. Aura's protection goes way beyond a credit card. Between your photos, finances, devices, and connection, your world is more online than ever, Jabes. So what Aura provides is a digital security protection to keep your online finances, personal information, and tech safe from online threats. It's an all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked online or if someone tries to open up a bank account in your name. Aura is super easy to set up, and all plans come with a $1 million in identity theft insurance to help you recover stolen funds an experienced U.S.-based customer support has got you back. Yeah. This is great.
This is one of those things that you can't get after the fact. Like,
no.
You have to.
You got
to
get it now.
You have to get it before anything happens. Don't be like, well, that's never happened to me.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, it happened to Ryan Seacrest, of all people, too. Yeah. Like, so it could happen to anybody.
This is one of those preventative things that when something like this does happen, you're going to be like a real fucking grown up.
Yes,
you're like,
dude,
I fucking took care of my shit before.
It's genius. It is
you're
a
like,
must have.
Oh, I got Aura. It's fine.
Yes. Yep. It is genius. It is a must have. Aura is a new type of security service. It provides all your online information and devices with one simple subscription. With an easy online dashboard and alerts sent straight to your phone, Aura keeps you in control and guides you through solving any issues. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners up to 40% off plans when you visit aura.com/nooners. That is aura.com/nooners to get complete protection and savings of up to 40%. That's aura.com/nooners. Can't recommend this enough.
We got a real ginger.
He
said
the
he
show,
watches football.
Yeah.
I mean, he said that. I don't know how religiously he actually watches.
He's got a Space Jam shirt on. He's a sports fan.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Original Space Jam. Yeah, there we go. I'm the same way. our kid yesterday. Those Who Was This books,
mm-hmm.
I just found out about.
Yeah.
I'd mentioned on Drinking Bros the other day with the Elvis Presley one.
Yeah.
And Dan, of course, his first comment was, they show him dead on the toilet? And I go, yes,
they actually do
in the book, right?
Yeah.
Who was X, mm-hmm. right? And Bob had pulled up the pictures. So last night when we were getting out of the car after baseball practice, he goes, Dad, you know what I brought to school today? And he pulls out Who Was Michael Jordan. And I was like, oh, man, way to go.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, awesome. And he goes, is he better than Kobe? I go, sadly, son, Kobe is my personal favorite. However, Michael Jordan is one, Kobe is two.
Right.
And as a proud father, this made me well up with tears, right? He did not mention.
Are you saying Jordan's not better than Kobe?
That Kobe's not number two.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, no. Jordan is by far one.
Is one. I've got Kobe at
and
two.
And then what's two?
Kobe's not even the best Laker.
Oh, God. Get out. Just get out.
I just like
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Fight.
You ever hear of him?
Yeah, no,
I
no.
just like to start fight.
He's great. But as far as like a dominant, mm-hmm. like it's
magic.
It's a personal
You're
preference.
Saying,
his,
I think,
first
in your
three
heart.
Rings were from Shaq. He didn't win
yeah.
rings.
Personal preference yeah. here, guys.
Yeah, you're just saying in your heart.
My heart, right?
Because I remember you soda shaming me earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
and so like now when it's actually like there's actual stats involved and it's not really like opinion based, then you shut it down. I was just saying.
No, 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 not at all.
Oh.
How many rings does Abdul-Jabbar have?
Yeah, good amount.
Exactly. No.
Yeah, you don't know
who,
the answer.
Who
Kobe's got 5.
81? Who else dropped 81?
Who's the
Bill Russell has 11. Does that make him the GOAT?
Kareem has 6.
Kareem has 6?
Yeah, Kareem has 6.
Okay. Was there, but there, I think one was from a league when the NBA wasn't formed, right? ABL?
He won in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, it doesn't really count.
That counts.
No.
It counts double if you win in Milwaukee.
No, it doesn't. It counts for Giannis today, but Kobe's number two. Here's what I'm trying to get to here. At no point did our child say LeBron James, and that. Because I just want him to disappear off the face of the earth, and like that's great. So when they said Space Jam Jordan, means something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That means something because that now we're not doing the LeBron bullshit.
Sure,
that goddamn movie was terrible.
Right.
LeBron James acting, and his buddies too were just like, oh man, he's going to be a huge movie star after he finishes playing. Where? In China? Go make Chinese action flicks that nobody sees. Okay, because we're all done with that bullshit. by the way, speaking of which, as the town is getting ready to shut down, a big actor friend of ours hit me up and was just like, dude, the scripts are getting worse and worse. And like, there's 90 different genders. Everything's represented, all this other shit. He goes, everything's going to China. And I go, yeah, man, we were talking about the Top Gun thing the other day. And he goes, what about the Neil Armstrong? And I go, oh, shit, we just talked about that. And I totally forgot about that. That story just kind of slid away with Ryan Gosling. Playing Neil Armstrong, the first to land on the moon, and they don't plant the American flag, and you're like,
oh yeah, I don't think it did well, right?
Bombed. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. What do you? It's the only thing you did. You went to the fucking moon, and then you planted the flag. Like I don't. The rest of his life was just kind of a snooze fest, you know. Now Buzz, I want to see Buzz in the sheets. You know, that motherfucker was just slanging it.
You want to see Buzz in the sheets?
Yeah, dude. A young Buzz?
Okay.
I want to get buzzed up. I want to see Buzz in the sheets, dude. Just, you know, you
wanna,
Buzz sprout.
You
want
to cuck with Buzz, huh?
I want to cuck with Buzz.
Is it even cucking if you walked on the moon?
No, because you're a different human.
Right.
You're not even...
You're an alien, technically.
Yeah. You're not even a human of this world. But no, I don't want to cuck with Buzz, dude. That means Buzz has to fuck you in front of me.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that. Jesus Christ.
Well, not
Jesse.
In front of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I view full cucking as you have to watch the other male perform sex on your wife.
And why did we have to go there? Why can't one man respect another man's fuck game, especially a man like Buzz Aldrin, and just, you know, for the love of the game.
Yeah.
Pick up a few techniques, maybe. Yeah.
We had a friend of ours, Jared, a couple years ago, say the same thing and then watch this gentleman fuck his girlfriend in front of him, and he was fine with it. Is that weird? Yeah, you goddamn bet it is. Goddamn bet it is.
Wait, for what?
Remember Jared was in that swinging phase of his life?
Oh, yeah, in the cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You can say whatever you want. Everybody was on the cruise.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, it was no secret. It's on about 10 or 15 Drinking Bros episodes. We talked about it.
Yeah.
There's some video footage out there somewhere. I don't know who owns the rights to that. Who knows?
We don't kink shame.
No, we never do.
They were all consenting
adults.
Dirtbags.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, not kink shaming here. Your girl, Lena Dunham, yeah.
Say my girl.
You used to watch that show.
Say my girl. Oh, I watched Girls, yeah. And I thought it was impressive. For a lady of her age.
Mm-hmm. And stature.
It.
Okay, that's cool.
I liked it.
Yeah, your girl, that's what I'm saying. You enjoyed her TV show, you loved it, you watched it every week. I don't care.
No,
Jesse.
I didn't. I watched it after the fact and like binged it all.
Yeah. Okay, either way. You watched them repeatedly over and over and over for hours and hours and just abandoned your family. I don't care. You love the show. Who cares? You're a big fan. She just dropped a fucking body shaming post yesterday. I guess she got married.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody married her, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Who's this guy?
He's some rando.
Is he a musician or anything?
Yes, he is a musician.
He looks like one.
I think he's British or of some other kind of accent.
Australian.
But they're spending, I think they're living in London.
Okay.
Or they're living in
pop up. So she posted a wedding picture. Yikes. That one hit me hard. Was not expecting that to be in my face. So here's their wedding picture. She posted it, and a lot of people had some issues with Lena Dunham and decided to write about it on her Instagram, right? So she pops her beak in to see what it is. She's gained some weight. She's put on some pounds, and that's fine. I don't really give a shit, right?
Yeah.
Here's the only problem I have with it. She goes, I posted this and everybody fucking body shamed me and blah, 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 blah. If you're that famous and you post anything in this life, you can just turn off the comments. Like, if you don't want to hear what people have to say or anything, like, some people say.
You don't even have to post.
You don't even have to post. People say horrific
How
shit about
crazy
me
would
and
that
everything
be?
Else and, like, you know, online. I just don't read comments, like, very rarely, I guess. But if you're Lena Dunham, turn the comments off. I remember when Tom Hardy got Instagram because his publicist made him. And make no mistake, that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's no comments. So it's just like, hey, here's a picture of me in a clown wig on whatever movie set I'm in. And
yeah,
congratulations.
It's like the worst Instagram of all time.
Yeah. But hey, if you don't want the comments or the other thing or whatever, like, you know, great. But she made a point in this body shaming post that... you know, if you get thinner, you're just getting healthier and you're happier, right? Mm-hmm. She goes, why can't you be happier gaining weight?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she said she's happy and everything else.
Good.
Yeah. You don't have to post about it on Instagram.
I think that's...
Those memories live in your heart if you want, you know?
But that's sort of the... There's so many things that you guys know that I hate about social media. One of which, just the most obvious one is people post something that no one asked them to. They didn't need to.
Nope. No.
They don't know. I mean, it's something that you can send to friends and family
yeah.
in a text picture. We got married, whatever.
Yep.
Chrissy Teigen is famous for this, like putting out a post and then being like, well, since you guys are asking about my last post, it's like, well, we're asking because you put it out like some weird, ominous thing. And then you go, okay, guys, guess I got to tell you what happened in the last picture. And it's like, uh-huh. And by the way, no one's really asking either. No. That's the other thing.
No.
And even the body shaming, I don't even think that probably Lena Dunham didn't get on her actual Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing she probably didn't get a shit ton. Maybe Bob can look that up. Like, I'm sure there were some comments, but
I bet it was more just general reaction. Like, maybe not in the comments section itself.
Okay.
But
she actually did name people who called her things in her post. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then she was like, I don't like to address people, but you know. And then she goes on.
Yeah,
and
I don't like to address people or engage. I just like to put a photo up and get a bunch of praise, and that's all I want.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I don't want anyone.
There's 3,000 comments on it.
Right.
So what is she reading? It's not the blue check celebrities that are like, Lena. I mean, congrats, but
Yeah, exactly. They're all saying, congrats, love you. Oh, amazing. Exactly right. And by the way, I actually don't think she should get any fucking body shaming on her wedding photo. I think that's fucking awful.
Yeah, it is. It's fucked up.
But just turn off the comments. Turn it off.
Well,
don't post it.
It seems to be almost hunting. If she's mad about actual comments, like, you're hunting for those comments.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, this insidious nature of like what Chrissy Teigen does and what she does too, is if you went through Lena Dunham's Instagram, there's a lot of baiting like this, right?
Yeah.
I guess I would call it baiting. Maybe she's calling it just being really comfortable with her body and taking naked pictures of herself, sunbathing and putting it on Instagram, being like, nobody better say anything bad about me.
Yeah.
It's like, no one will if you just sunbathe in your backyard and no one fucking knows about it, right? Yeah. That's one way to not get body shamed.
Yeah.
Yes or no? I mean, she's a writer at this point. I don't even think she's like acting anymore. So it's just like,
she also puts it out there. I mean, like, this is bullshit. Like, you shouldn't be like on a wedding picture where she's literally just showing her face. Like, you shouldn't be like, oh, you look like shit. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I mean, like, she does like put her body out there in her art a lot. So like,
says, you know, I'm comfortable. I feel good. I feel healthy, which is great, but you also live in the world and you have to be stupid not to know that there is a large portion of people that are like either trolls, assholes, or they just don't think that's healthy. So you can say whatever you want, feel whatever you want, but if you're gonna put it out there, then that's why I don't.
If it wasn't there, it wouldn't make, just for the sake of people like her or don't like her, but if it wasn't there, it wouldn't make the art risky. There would be no reward to it. It would be no greatness to it. If she was like, here's me sunbathing, I am not in shape at all, only praise.
Exactly.
There's no point to it then.
There's no point.
And
there's no point because that doesn't make headlines. What, Dan?
Instagram is child's play. Like, no one's going to really hit you hard.
No.
On Instagram.
Yeah. Let's
it's
put
not
it,
an anonymous, like.
Exactly. Where would you get section? It? Like Twitter, right? Like
Twitter.
Where would it be like the fucking worst? Reddit.
I'll pop it open here. Pop open her Instagram. I'm going to go through these comments here. We'll see. We'll see how harmless
it is.
I'm
sure she deleted. Do you think?
No.
She left him?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have
to dig.
She
likes to play a victim. I think all of this is to be the victim. And it's like, all right, great. Then you can have another post about that. But yeah, there's 3,000 comments in here.
You have to dig because the feed will bury it. Like the algorithm itself will bury it'll be the famous people always get moved to the top
because
you want to see.
And then enough people do that.
And then like Dick King 69 is at the fucking bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
That may not even be fucking real, by the way.
Yeah, you really have to dig. You're right, man. This is not.
Are you seeing any?
I'm way deep. I'm 9 scrolls deep here. I'm fucking an Egyptian scroll deep in this fucking thing. And I don't see anything. Yeah, it's a lot of congratulations, you pig. I'm kidding. Nobody said that yet.
Is it DMs?
Oh, DMs maybe, huh? But who'd she call out?
Even then, you have to open the request.
Exactly. you can actually just be like, I don't know that person. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I get there's a certain utility to like responding to people who might be a fan. So like you aren't good. So like, yeah, I'll check. Right. And then you're like, you know, greeted with like, gross, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which sucks. But
it does suck. But like, I'm telling you, any one of us that had that many followers, you know, as hot and sexy as we all are, right? We're someone in there is going to be like, you're fucking fat and you're old and you're a dumb mom. And I'll be like, cool. That makes sense, right? Like, if you have that many people that you do not know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going
Brendan
through this.
Schaub
Bob is right.
Has fucking horrible messages on his. Like, because he is, or whoever. George Clooney. Go to his IMDb.
They took off the message board.
They took off the message board.
For that
board.
Reason, by the way. On IMDb, there were so many horrific comments that people were reading.
You are a public figure, which I'm sure she has under her fucking Instagram, public figure. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Whether you're super skinny, whether you're fat, whether you're whatever, you're going to get.
And you, like, literally, I just kept scrolling, and I didn't find anything. So
the trade-off?
I hate to go. Did I just go?
What?
You got
Limp Bizkit? There we go. I got one person on that joke, but
you know it's a good one when you hear a little giggle from upstairs
from the Hightower.
Yep. Yeah. From Sean Hightower.
Well, yeah. When you hear the rifle being laid down before giggling, you're just like, oh,
hey, okay, he won't shoot us. Okay.
Yeah. yeah, but it's all just victim bullshit. Like, who cares, dude? I just don't post then.
I saw this. Yeah, I mean, don't get me fucking started. But I saw this, it was a TikTok that some girl did. I mean, it was a TikTok that was put on Instagram. Don't worry, I'm not on TikTok. But put on Instagram where she said out loud Instagram captions while she was at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Where it was like, it was just
was
some
it Becca professional.
It was kind of, she was kind of like that, like someone that makes fun of just the ridiculousness of Instagram. And she was on vacation and would just say all the captions, you know, like out of office or whatever, or
take me back
or things that if you were to say to someone in person, you would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like mortified. Yeah. But people do these long posts or these dumb captions being like, you wouldn't fucking say that to my face right now. If I saw you and asked you about your vacation, you would never fucking say that phrase because it's stupid, cheesy, ridiculous. The suntan may fade, but my memories will last forever.
Yeah. It's a big one.
It's a big one.
I came across three people that we know. I would have said friends, but like they're acquaintances, let's face it. Where I just read their cringy posts like that, where I'm just like, oh my God. So the first one was, thank you so much for all of these things, right? Your blessings and you're loving me and I'm feeling all the love and support and the emotion. And I'm like, all right, great. For what? Yeah. And I'm scrolling down and then it's some fucking pyramid scheme company they work for. And that was like the last line of that, right?
I know who you're talking about.
And I was like, oh, all right, cool. That, like, I mean, it was like the first chapter of Great Gatsby. And then it at the end it said, thank you. It's the pyramid scheme that I'm trying to get you involved in. It's changed my life and it can change yours too, whatever company. And I was just like, oh my God, dude.
Take the leap, boss babe. Yeah. Spend more time with your kids.
Yep.
Nope.
Nope. No.
You will not.
Take the leap.
Take the leap.
Boss babe.
Boss,
and then there was another one of a take me back one, you know, take me back to this. And it was like, I know who this person is. And it was a beach photo, right? It's always a beach photo of take me back to whatever beach it is.
Mm-hmm.
In real life, they live 20 minutes from that beach. You can just take yourself back this weekend if you want. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
I know
not
exactly.
True.
That is true. 100%. I'll put it this way, they live in the state of Florida. You can find multiple beaches if you want. I mean, granted, the one that you live by that's 20 minutes away. Let's say you're trying to get a better picture for Instagram. Go to the other one on the other side, right? You can go to the Gulf. You can go to the ocean. One's got waves. One's flat. Maybe I can fool everybody that I'm on a different beach. Sausalito.
Right.
Wherever the fuck. And then I was just like, come on, man. I know where you fucking live, dude. Like, you're on that beach. And then the other one is, hey, I've got my life all figured out and you need to tackle the day and the sunshine and all that other bullshit. Mm-hmm. And they're like three times divorced. And you're just like, on the wrong side of 35, and you're like, you should definitely not take life advice from that person whatsoever.
That, or like the people that are super like good looking, like younger, in shape.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Don't have a care, mm-hmm. stress
yeah.
in the world. Telling you,
are you pour, looking for it?
Pour a hemplay.
Oh yeah, you're gonna bring
life
it up?
Is so short. We spend so much time sweating the small stuff, worrying, complaining, gossiping, comparing, wishing, wanting, and waiting for something bigger and better instead of focusing on all the simple blessings that surround us. Bitch, you don't know if any blessings surround me.
Who is that? Is that somebody you know?
Surround us every day. Life is so fragile, and all it takes is a single moment to change everything you take for granted. Focus on what's important and be grateful. You are blessed. Believe it. Live your life and leave no regrets.
No regrets.
It is spelled regrets, actually.
Is it really? Who is it? Do we know this person?
Yeah. And so...
we do?
Yeah. And so the thing is, like, life is not short, by the way.
No.
It's super long and boring and awful yeah. and, like, good sometimes and... You know, but mostly not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of like work and a lot of stress and a couple drinks every once in a while and little spurts of fucking joy. Okay? So don't fucking tell me, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. To count your blessings.
To count my blessings and that life is short.
Yeah. And the only thing that's going to get you out of this cruel, dark world is recreational drug use. And the occasional drink, and congratulations.
Look, dude, do what you got to do. Yeah. That's what... Should I just post that kind of stuff?
It would be awesome if you did
do
the opposite.
Do what you got to do, dude, to get through this fucking awful, boring life.
Yeah.
And I don't judge you.
No.
Like, literally whatever you need to do
yeah.
to get through the fucking horribly long day, it's only fucking one... It's 1 o'clock only.
I think it would be awesome if you took some photos of you shooting up super dirty, like by a trash can, and you were just like, but you put that exact post on that photo of you shooting heroin into your arm by a dumpster out back.
Or I should do the exact same thing, like just pictures of my boobs and butthole.
Yeah.
And then have that like a professional photo shoot.
Yeah.
And then just have that exact thing under. Life is long, bitches. It's only 1 o'clock. We still have so much of this horrible, fucking boring day left. Do what you gotta do. Heart.
Gotta put the heart emoji.
Have to.
Can't.
And then I have to give photo credit, too.
Yeah.
And makeup credit.
Yeah.
Obviously. And wardrobe.
Obviously. Yeah. I wanna thank Forever 21 for these earrings.
But, you know, I'm fucking old and dumb, so what do I know?
I can tell you what you know. You know about crime corners.
I do.
Do you got a crime corner today?
I do. I mean, we're going to go.
Hang on, Jabes. God damn it. We have the theme song.
I know.
Not wearing headphones, okay? Oh, that's nice. God, that's nice. It's nice to be back.
I want to put up first just a fun little local mugshot.
From Austin?
Yeah, right?
Austin, Texas? Go
ahead. The story isn't like too crime cornery, so we'll just kind of go with the mugshot.
Just a great mugshot.
Just right, a great mugshot and like creepy and it's confusing and I love it. And it's local. So,
don't hassle me, I'm local. Let's see this mugshot.
This person ran over their cousin, right?
Ah.
Mm.
Happens.
It happens.
Family,
yeah.
Family BBQI or no?
A what?
BBQI.
Family barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
TBD.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this mugshot?
Shut up. Shut up.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't think you're ready for this, Ross.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah, I'm ready. Should I not be ready?
We'll get your reaction from this.
Whoa!
Oh.
Is that a fucking...
Is that a
real human?
Is that a real human? Is that picture distorted in any way? The answer is no, Right?
What?
That's, no, not at all.
That's the face.
No way.
That's what that person's face
that's
looks
not a
like.
Real face. Of here? Someone here.
And it's a dude, right?
Leander. Yeah, it's a man from Leander.
It's a man from Leander.
No.
To
no.
Leander.
No.
Do you guys go to Leander much?
No.
No. Is that like the conch? Is that like the backwoods?
It's
is it the Delco of Texas?
Is that a person who's in transition or just transformed?
Transitioning maybe to demon.
Yeah.
This isn't really a gender transition.
Man or a woman?
It's a guy.
Can they close their mouth? Do you think?
Well, no. I mean, they probably said, oh, am I taking my picture? I'll smile. And then it was like this.
And that's a smile? It's just so, look at the eyes, the mouth. And I like
what do you do? This guy floats into your home in the middle of the night.
Yes. And the pale. Yes. The
after
paleness,
I finish masturbating.
The
or?
Red lips, too. Like very red. Almost like there's lipstick on.
Yeah. I call the police after I finish. That's what I do. But I ask if they want a hot cup of cocoa. Because that's what that person looks like. A friendly little ghoul right around Halloween. You could fucking cut a hole through a bed sheet. And put that around your neck and then just kind of float through neighborhoods. I don't know that anybody would stop you.
It's like a real life scream mask, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's almost a.
It's bizarre because he's got like the jaw, like a normal sort of like, not jaw, cheekbones, like the cheekbones. Uh-huh. But for whatever reason, the cheekbones go all the way into his chin. It's like his skull is pushing out of his face.
Yeah. You guys, that really is like, it's the exact shape of the scream mask.
Can I try to replicate it? We go.
Almost. You're gonna get, but the thing is, like, you have to show teeth in the smile, which is like really hard.
Oh boy, that's tough.
Yeah, are you okay?
Congrats to them. No, I look, when you get bested by the best, there's nothing you can do about it, you know.
Anyways, so just had to show that.
What's Shim's name? What's the he she's name? Donovan. Looks like a Donovan.
Oh. Jesse Vickers.
Oh! Jesse?
Yeah. 20 years in prison.
20 years, huh? For killing
the
cousin?
Jesse Vickers is like a great name,
yeah. What's
right?
up, Jesse Vickers?
Yeah, he murdered his cousin. Ran him over.
Eesh. R.I.P. to the cousin.
I mean,
what
appeal.
When a beautiful family like that.
Yeah, when a gorgeous.
Tragically passes.
When a gorgeous. Bone structure.
You don't want to lose that gene pool off the face of the earth. You know, that's the high cheekbones there.
Gorgeous.
Really something
Skin
to highlight.
Is great.
Yeah.
Great pallor. Alabama man who flashes fake badge.
Whoa. Are we starting a new one?
Yeah, that was just like a.
Hang
quick...
on. There we go. Theme song.
Sorry.
Crime Corner.
Crime Corner. Alabama man flashes fake badge photo of Jimmy Carter during traffic stop. So, a man from Alabama with over 30 misdemeanor and traffic convictions has been sentenced to 1 year and 5 months in prison, followed by 1 year of supervised release, whatever, who cares.
Mm-hmm.
Acting U.S. Attorney Kurt Erskine says 49-year-old Jay Diamond. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Great names
Jesse
coming up
Vickers,
here.
Jesse
Vickers
Diamond.
And Jay Diamond flashed a fake badge with the words Senior Federal Air Marshal when he was pulled over for driving 90 miles in a 70 mile per hour. And look at him, too. I would believe it.
Oh, fuck yeah. He looks like
I would be like, oh, man, like you are for sure an air marshal.
He looks like he works for Homeland
Security.
But
look at the pin that he flashed. So that's like fully just like a gift store.
You know what's weird?
I
don't know what
cop.
It. I don't
I
know.
I am the cops.
But here's the thing: I don't know what it looks like. So like,
right? But the cops do.
The cops.
Do. And that's who he flashed it to. So it's one thing if you're like flashing to get into like a club or like something like that, but if you're gonna flash to the cops, that's a real. That's some confidence right there.
Yeah.
On August, So when he was asked for his actual law enforcement credentials, he claimed that he left them at home. Happens.
Yeah.
You don't bring them with you everywhere.
You can't carry them. They're just too heavy. It's a lot of baggage to carry around.
Diamond also said he received the badge from former President Jimmy Carter.
Ah.
And showed the trooper a photograph of himself with President Carter. So
fuck
he
yeah.
was able to have the photo with him, just not his credentials.
Do they have the photo of him and Jimmy
no.
Carter? J. Carts?
I don't know if they do. After he was arrested, he admitted that he had been overzealous in calling himself an air marshal and should have just taken the ticket. He was convicted by a federal jury on May 27th and was recently sentenced on 2 counts of false impersonation.
How many years did he get for that? In prison? Did he get a year and a half?
2 counts of false impersonation. Yeah, I mean,
it's still a long time. For one traffic stop, you get a year and a half in jail.
Yeah. And by the way, like, it's just a speeding ticket. Like, why are you flashing the... He admitted he was a little overzealous. Like, maybe we pull that out for something bigger. Yeah. But, like, to get out of a speeding ticket?
Amazing.
Now you have 2 impersonation counts? And why 2? Is it because the Jimmy Carter thing and the air marshal?
I would say, because Jimmy Carter was a very important president, or the least one ever. However you want to view it, in people's lives.
I just kind of love the story.
I do too.
He looks like he could.
I feel bad. I feel like I would have partied with this guy.
If it wasn't the cops, I think he could have gotten away with it. Like, yeah. If it was anyone but the police, they would have believed him. He looks like fully the part.
He looks like an air marshal. Yeah.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. Man, that sucks.
So, I know.
A year and a half in jail for that, huh?
Yeah, he admitted he should have just taken the ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
70, 90 and a 70 is not too bad.
You're probably looking at $240. So maybe he didn't have it, He was at the bar. He was boozing it up.
With Jimmy.
Actually, he didn't get a DUI or else he would have. Or did he? Was that the other count?
No, it was 2 counts of impersonation. 2 counts of false impersonation.
That sucks. Man, I think you should let one go.
Which one?
I think just in your life, like if you impersonate a cop or something like, or like a Homeland Security, a position like that of an air marshal, because what are you going to do on the road with it? You can't really do anything with that.
Oh, the 2 counts are he said he was the senior federal air marshal. And the second count was that he received the badge from Jimmy Carter.
Shit, dude. A year and a half for that? I've done worse. Gross. That hurts. I would have partied with that guy. What's his name? Jay Diamond, huh?
Jay Diamond.
Cheers, brother. I would have had a fucking drink with you, dude. I mean, look.
He looks fucking cool. He looks like a real cool dude. So,
just examining it from a bird's eye now.
Sure.
When you look at it, right? Jimmy Carter in a photo with Jimmy Carter. First of all, if it's real, that's rad. Don't charge him for that. If it's fake and he photoshopped and it was a good Photoshop.
Good for him.
Yes. Don't charge him for that either. Like, that's just doing some background work on who you're impersonating. In acting, we call that method. Okay? Now, being pulled over by the cops or whatever, I'm going to give him some more props for saying the senior, the senior executive air marshal or?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you would have just went generic.
Senior federal air marshal.
There you go. If you just would have went generic and said, guys, I'm an air marshal.
I'm an air marshal. Because then it's like there's so many. Hey, you're like, oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But or you could have just said, I'm a marshal, brother.
Yeah, you can't get specific. You got to be like, I'm an air marshal. You don't want to know.
Yeah,
Lord,
yeah, yeah.
My job,
just be like, dude, you get it. We're one and the same.
Yeah,
you and me.
Small breed.
You and me.
Makes big dogs.
The cops.
Yeah.
The whatever. Air marshal.
Yeah, all of it. And then, like, to go the distance by giving yourself an official 4-worded title like that.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Wipe these counts off the board. I mean, I don't really get it. I don't really get it.
Look, I'm on Diamond's side for sure.
I am too, man. I wonder if there's any relation to Dustin, RIP. Screech. You never know. Black curly hair like that. Guy likes to party. A guy like that.
Yeah, a guy like that.
Party. Come on, man. I'd say we drop those charges. One would argue that maybe we should protest or give him a statue of some sort.
A statue?
Yeah, he's trying to get home. Wherever he's going. Wherever he was going, that guy, the party element to it, it's probably better than wherever we're going later,
That's true.
So.
Life is boring.
No, life is a highway, kids. Johnny Cox said that. Johnny Cochran. Not Johnny Cochran. Who's saying Life is a Highway, the original? God damn it, dude.
Sorry, Bob. Johnny One last look up, and then we'll get
Bob,
the
I apologize.
Fuck
I will
here.
Say this. You're probably devastating in Jeopardy now in, like, fucking local trivia tournaments.
I was already an excellent trivia player. So.
Sorry, bro.
Tom Cochran did the original.
Tommy Cox.
Rascal Flatts did the cover for Cars.
I don't recognize it.
Nope.
I don't recognize
that.
There's
a lot of people that don't even know about Tommy Cox.
Yeah, but I don't recognize Rascal Flatts' version of that song. It's Tommy Cox, dude. Tommy used to work on the Cox. So we'll be in Kansas City doing a live show Sunday. If you're there, meet us at the tailgate, G26. We'll be doing a live show from there. Jack Mandeville is going to join us as well. Well, it's
in
Chiefs
character,
versus Bills.
I know.
Chet Scovlin will be there in full character and in uniform.
And be careful, because when Jack is in character, he's a Daniel Day-Lewis. Like, he will not.
It'll be all day.
He will not get out of character.
Meet Jack Mandeville that day.
You will not.
Meeting Chet Scovlin from the practice squad of the 2009 Buffalo Bills. So. You're welcome. The only thing I want to see is a fan wearing a Buffalo Bills jersey inside that stadium. That stadium is loud as shit, and they go bug fuck there. So that'll be fun. That'll be a fun one. Other than that, Jabes, you look lovely.
Thank you.
Enjoy your weekend.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I have something to bring this full circle real quick.
Please.
An Instagram caption.
What is it?
Sunset games at tennis ball courts and some chicken adventures.
Who wrote that?
Who was that?
Brian Laundrie.
Oh, shit.
What?
He was at Outer Banks.
I knew he was a fucking
partying.
Little bitch.
Yeah.
He didn't post that today.
That's the kind of dumb shit he would fucking post.
Yeah. That's what dummies
on
like that
Instagram.
Post. On Instagram. And I guarantee you he's in OBX fucking having a fishbowl right now.
Instagram is full of murderers and psychopaths, and that's it.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
That's literally it.
Zuckerberg knows that, and he's doing nothing about it. Are you Zuck? You fuck?
What's the picture, though, that he put that with?
Oh, probably
it's him playing,
a sunset.
It's him playing tennis ball with little kid at sunset. And all the comments are like, is the kid alive?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the best part of his Instagram now, is everything is like.
Yeah, that's why.
Where's Gabby, Brian?
Where's Gabby, Brian, guy? We want to know. By the way, before we get out of here, everybody who listened to the Patreon show this week, Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon, subscribe. It's $5. Who cares? The Ross Patterson Uncirked show, we had a little wager in there. You guys accomplished it, and Jesse will be Dog the Bounty Hunter for Halloween. So for our Halloween episode, she'll be Dog the Bounty Hunter, and I'll be Brian Laundrie. We need to get that girl back who does the makeup and all that shit for Hollywood. Her and her husband came down here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe she could do the bald cap for
Marissa,
me for
yeah,
Laundrie.
Yeah.
Hit up Marissa, see what they're doing, and if they want to come down and do it. But you've got to order your Dog the Bounty Hunter stuff today.
Okay.
Do not forget. I will chide you.
I think you had a bicket, Ross.
Oh, go full method. Well, here's the thing. We want to do. I thought about it because I don't really care.
Wait, you have to what?
Bicket. Just shave my head.
Right? Oh, I can't, dude. I can't.
Jesse has a skinhead fear, and I have like a ton of hair.
No.
I don't really care about doing it because I thought about it, and I was like, I'll shave my fucking head. I don't really care. Because most of the time we're wearing like Drinking Bros hats for the store of like, hey, buy some Drinking Bros merch at drinkingbros.com. I was like, I'll shave my head. Nobody fucking cares, right? But we are going to do this live Christmas special as that character of Carl Dale, where it's singing for charity for like an hour drunkenly. And so I need the long hair, and I'll have the mustache back for that. Otherwise, I totally would. I don't really care about shaving my head. But Jesse has the fear of it. She does not like it at all. What is your fear of?
It's not fear. It's just, you know, I just don't like it.
Okay. She's not sexy to you.
No, it's scary. And we know why.
Were you attacked by skinheads as a youth or something?
No, just bald people fucking murder people, dude.
That's true. It's true. And nobody knows that more than you. Nobody knows the ratings more than me. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star. Leave a quick review. That is all the advertisers care about, and that keeps us in the charts and all that other shit. Please do it now. Like, steal somebody's phone. I know. In the Android, in the iTunes. Steal your fucking buddy's phone and then type it in. I don't care. But Jesse will be Dog the Bounty Hunter. I will be Brian. Oh, I don't know if he's going to be caught by then, so we'll see. But it's going to be a fun one. Boston Joe is saying, Ross, donate your hair to me. It's majestic and I'm thinning. Go to keeps.com/revolution to help you out with that. No, I would, because it is real thick. Real thick. But Jesse won't let me bick it. So here we are. But thank you for everybody who tuned into the Patreon show. Greatly appreciate it, and you won. So congratulations. I can't wait to see you pop out as Dog on Halloween and go, Aloha, brothers.
Yeah.
And your deep voice is going to be great. Going to be great. Thanks for tuning in, kids. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon. No.